Make a better connection with your friends on Facebook. Use the hottest voice conferencing service around. Call from TalkShoe.com. That's Talk, like I'm doing now, and Shoe, as on your feet.com.
PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 72. I'm your co-host, Douglas Bell. This episode of PHPBB Weekly was a special episode because we streamed a portion of the London Invasion 2008 conference live, or attempted to, anyway. We had a couple of technical difficulties trying to get it set up and working, as you'll probably hear from what we have here. We were able to get most of the question-and-answer session streamed, the question-and-answer session that was done with the members of the various teams, albeit the quality wasn't great. We did the best we could and actually spent quite a bit of time. For those of you who are listening live, you remember we had some difficulties trying to get it set up. I'd like to do us a couple of thank yous before we get the show going. Thank you, of course, to our co-host David Lewis, to my team member Paul Sawyer, to support team member Yuri Rusko, who helped to coordinate the conference, and also to mod team leader Eric Ferber, who volunteered over his laptop once we figured out that his laptop was the one needed to actually get the microphones to work for the live stream. And of course, to everyone who was in the live talk show call, who was very patient with us as we tried to get the thing going. So this episode is, of course, as always, sponsored by GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting allows you to get more done in less time by allowing you to hold a conference call from your computer, therefore avoiding the hassle of driving and flying and allowing you to show people what's on your desktop much easier. If you'd like to give that a try for a free 30-day trial, go to gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts. They are a sponsor of PHPBB Weekly only, not of London Invasion or the PHPBB teams. And so without further ado, we are going to take you to the results for the live stream from London Invasion 2008, the question and answer session. The first question that was asked by a member of the audience asked if a book was being made on PHPBB3. Enjoy.
We didn't write the 2 book, as you mentioned, and I suppose really it wouldn't be up for us to write a 3 book, but I'm sure there are people here who would be more than happy to do that. And it's a good straightforward process if you want to do that. Nils? Oh, you want to ask a question, yeah. No, what? Oh, you want to reply, you want to add comments too. Yeah.
Actually, that was the idea of making the book out of the user documentation, which, well, isn't finished yet, but it's online. And we're already in the process of making PDFs of that available. And it was, I think, Dominic's idea to sort of turn that into a book at one point. Maybe add some more chapters, like more general information than just what the standard documentation tells you, and then get that printed as a book and published. Well, that's all I know about.
I was talking a few days ago to a friend of mine, and he had the plan to make a book on PHPBB3 modding. So that's a very interesting thing because there's different aspects and stuff. So if you guys would want to make a PHPBB3 book, then that could also be just a few chapters in there, like one section of the book.
Hmm. Yeah, we'll do that.
This question's on if a book on PHPBB3 is being made. We're going to try to get the questions repeated.
This is from Nox Wizard on IRC. What do you enjoy most about being on the team?
What do you enjoy most about being on the team? Do you guys want to start this one?
Don't say free trips to London.
Mine wasn't quite free yet, so.
I was quite free, I wish.
It's quite hard to work. push damage.
Where are you coming?
Moving way closer to me, I see. I know.
This is Cherokee Red, Kenny.
That's a Cherokee Red, aka Stripper Boy for the day.
Oh dear.
Just the community in general is one of the best communities I've seen. So from all my time using the internet, I've never seen a community as big and as good as PHPBB. The interaction between all the team members is fantastic. We can have a laugh and we can have a joke with each other internally and externally, but we can also be serious at the same time, which I think is good and is necessary for a team to kind of survive, basically.
No, I agree with that one, actually. Yeah, the community is a good drive, and team members as well. yeah.
We have to then.
This is David MJ.
So one nice thing is, you're able to produce a product that, as far as you know, is very useful to people who, you know, don't have the money to get ripped off. Or if you can't afford being ripped off, you could always go and, you know, download something that will get you infected or owned or whatever. So being able to, you know, as far as we know, help people in general be able to create a nice community where they can talk to each other and discuss things is very nice. It's also a very interesting engineering challenge. Like, usually one doesn't get the chance to try to design software that's supposed to be used in many different ways. Like, you know, when I originally started working on the community coding projects, I didn't, you know, think about, well, maybe one day I'll be writing code that, you know, lots and lots of people will use, but I can now, you know, do this, which is a very rare opportunity.
This is Adam R. from the support team. One thing, in addition to what everyone else said, is one of the cool things I find about it is that PHPBB is used by millions of people around the world. It's one of the most, if not the most, used form software on the internet. And it's just cool to realize that you're part of something that is literally changing the face of the internet. The decisions that are made putting into the project, the decisions that we made, if you add a feature, if you add a specific community aspect, it's something that very down the road is very well could probably be a standard on the internet. It could change the way things are evolving. One of the other great things that I've loved about it is just the interaction with both the community and especially the other team members as well. I've been on the teams for close to 4 years now, and when I came here to London, this was really the first meetup that we really have had. I know in communities where people have been closer together, people have met on their own, but as a global meetup, this is the first time that we've actually had it. I felt that the first time I saw the other team members, it was almost as if we already knew each other. We'd never seen each other face to face. And there was no discomfort whatsoever with interacting with everybody else, because we have talked to these people day in, day out, and it's just great to be part of such a phenomenal community.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Yes, we have several from the PHPB Weekly. Actually, Paul has one from IRC, yes. I think.
I think this one is one more for David. How did you get started with programming PHP and PHPBB itself? It's from Rainy.
Let's see. PHP. So, back in the dark ages of the internet, there were very few options with regards to forum software. And before PHPBB, I don't think I have ever interacted with PHP. And it was very, I use the word interesting, finding out how PHP worked, so-called worked. And with regards to PHPBB, after, you know, using it for the reason why I needed to use it, I got really interested in, you know, how maybe it could be very very much more improved. So the community coding projects was an avenue where this could be explored, and the event system to me seemed to be the most interesting and probably the most challenging and the most useful. So I did that with Nils, and you know, the rest is, well, 2 years ago. Can't really say history, but yeah, that's really it.
So the online questions now?
Yes.
Or?
Go ahead. Yes. Okay, so the first question. Comes from.
Hank
the Cowdog.
Hank the Cowdog.
Will reply.
Quick reply.
Will quick reply ever be built
into PHPBB?
Remember that disclaimer that we talked.
We know where you live. We're coming now.
Okay. The next question.
It's fun. Loving this.
What is the likelihood of a dark style
coming as a default with future releases of PHPBB 3? Or PHPBB, I should say.
Dark style?
A dark style. I thought they were referring to a certain...
Like Darth Vader or something?
They would probably just, you know, we'd probably just mostly leave those up to the style authors.
Yeah, so there are no known plans to greatly surprise our users with a completely new style. You know, before a minor version release. Who can say several months or years down the road?
Looking one in PHPBB 4?
There are no immediate plans.
I'd ask.
I can say that.
Yes.
Any other questions? Brilliant.
Okay. This one is from Patricia. Is this the first time team members have met? And if so, how does it feel to meet fellow team members and actually get to know them?
This isn't the first time that both of us have met, as it is, if that makes sense, in the sense that some of us have met before. I know that I met Nils and Henry and John at Linux Tag, and I've met John and Nils in London before, and I've met Yuri before London Invasion, actually. He came over so we could search the hotels for London Invasion. And I think quite a few of the other team members have met each other here and there, but in essence, this is the first time we've all met in one place. Well, yeah, there's people missing, but everybody who's currently has met in one place, so. Yeah, I guess. The first gathering that's been over more than five.
First time we've tried to get everybody together.
All right, so next question.
This one's coming from Drugs. When is 3.2... Actually, Drugs has been a nice... strange username, but he's been great helping me with support on the on many of my mods, so I, you know, can't complain. Anyway, his question is, when is 3.2 expected to be released? I know this is years, but just wondering.
Hopefully not years, but I can say that it will be done when it is done.
Hang on. As we would normally say, it's the day after, the day before it's finished. So let them figure that one out.
All right, the next question. Well, actually, Hank the Cowdog said that maybe it was a bad idea to ask about quick reply. Anyway, his question next was, if you do more conferences, or evasions is the way you put it, do you think it will be yearly or every couple of years?
Well, yeah, Yuri, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think there is already talk about the next one, which would be probably next year. We won't say a location just yet, but yes.
The Bahamas.
No, that definitely not.
See you all there.
Of all the places, I think we can pretty much rule out the Bahamas. But
San Francisco, come on, San Francisco. They can't hear me, but I still want to say that.
Western-er. So, in that big country
general
that
direction.
Happens.
Yeah.
San Francisco! I'll never give up.
So, yeah, but we'll probably try to make this at least a biannual event, or maybe an annual event.
Yeah. So,
as long as we're able to, I think everyone would want to do it again.
Hell yeah. So, I think that's a good enough answer for that one.
Douglas said it will be in San Francisco, hopefully.
Neothermic still wants earthquake reports, Douglas. Okay, this next question comes from Dogs and Things. I think we know him rather well.
I laughed at that. I was.
And I think you can pretty much guess what the question is going to be. What will happen to 3.0.x when 3.2 is launched? Should I expect a similar way of switching as now with 2.0.23 to 3.0.x?
Still be supported. It would just be like it wouldn't be too difficult, really. Currently, is it? Well, currently it's impossible because no upgrade shift, is there really?
As far as I know, the plans are to have them concurrent, but because of the relative changes, probably we will not support, you know, 3.0 for the same duration as we did for 2.0. That is my current understanding, which, you know, may or may not change. So, yeah, there you go. It's
yeah, give or take.
Hopefully there will be no PHPBB3 inactive active by 2013. Hopefully we'll have something much more recent.
We're not in the habit of jumping versions. That's the first time we've actually done it, so
I always like to think that 3.0 is actually several rewrites of many components. You know, it's version number, you know, if we played the same game everybody else would, you know, it would be huge. We are putting much more effort into making sure that we make the release manageable in terms of the scope of things that we try to change. So a full rewrite would be ridiculous, and that is what 3.0 ended up being. It was a complete rewrite. There is, I think, zero code from 2.0 in there, but there will be much common code between 3 and 3.2.
Any more questions?
Yeah, they just keep flowing in. Okay, so I actually have a couple of questions for WG Eric.
Thanks for all the questions, guys.
I'll go ahead and ask them both, and then you can answer them subsequently, okay? First one is from Doug's. What do you do as a mod team leader? Okay. And the second question is, what's the mod community most looking forward to in the coming months?
All
ears. Basically what I do is slap Paul and get him to validate or write code for me. Pretty much I just oversee, and we have a couple of groups within the mod team, the validators, the moderators, and just the other guys that write code for us for the projects. So I just oversee all them and kind of make sure they flow smooth, and I don't get into the queue anymore. I write code sometimes, but I just try and keep them all running smooth. Yeah, and what was the second?
Okay, the first question was, of course, what do you do as a mod team leader? The second question was...
good leader, delegate.
That's Sylvia Craig. I will step here, okay?
Mod dogs.
Yeah, the mod section's a mess, so they'll probably enjoy it when we get that finally worked out and smooth. 3.2, the improvements in the code, they'll probably enjoy the working with that a lot more. Yeah, ModX being stable, they'll enjoy that.
And getting blinking
won't
out.
Won't have to change it very often. Yeah, and Mods Manager, the automatic mod installer for PHP BB3.
Blinky.
Okay, we do have a question from Barry Kerlion.
You said it right. Is he better? My question is, if vBulletin or any of those pay-for forums phoned you up tomorrow and offered you a job, would you take it?
My salary starts in the billions, would be my reply.
So does mine.
No. But otherwise, no. I would have to say the same. If vBulletin phoned up and said, hey, Kenny, here's a job for you, I wouldn't take it. I'm too much in love with PHP BB to go anywhere else. I mean, I use it for every site I've built since I started building websites has been based in and around PHP BB.
Yeah.
So you've been changing that very much. It would be, yeah.
Maybe if they immediately promise to go out of business, never write any code again, I might maybe consider it. I mean, then there might be that net gain in the world, you know, but I don't know, it's tough.
Eric, you want to answer that?
Yeah, I wouldn't take it either. Pretty much the same reasons I said.
It makes me sound a bit bad, actually, but the reason why I was asking for billions is that just because of the emotional torture that I'd get looking at their code. So, any other questions?
As you guys in the chat room, I'm going to be having to head out. David, Lewis, we'll finish up, and you can keep asking questions as long as this keeps going. So thanks again for listening to PHP BB Weekly. You'll see this on...
Okay, this one is coming from iWisdom. How many times can you slap Paul daily before he complains?
11 billion.
Is that a number?
It's actually just one. He complains pretty quick.
And he's also the one normally doing the slapping, mainly for SVN updates. Damn you. Paul does slap pretty quick. Yes, it is. I'm sure he's actually a robot underneath that skin. It just slaps people. Well, we assume it's skin, and we haven't really touched it to find out, so... Okay. Oh, wait, he wants to add his sixpence to this.
I will stop you back.
Yay!
Be sure.
Okay, going back on more technical questions, this one might be for David MJ. From X Reaction, what is planned for plugins and hooks for 3.2?
So, hooks. If by hooks you mean the 3.0 style hooks. If we find that we are lacking somewhere and there's a legitimate, you know, reason to add one, we'll probably go ahead and add. And feedback from guys like Juma is very useful for determining this. Plugins is I don't think we actually have anything in our terminology that resembles plugin. We intend to expand the module system and of course the event system, but plugin, I don't know what a plugin is, but do expect changes to at least the module system to accommodate some more power with regards to what you can do.
All right, let's see. This one from iWisdom, how much do you contribute to weekly to PHP BB?
How many hours in a week? 168? Yeah, if someone's counting. So I 169? Are you counting? I'm good, someone is. I'd probably say sort of, it depends on the week. It depends how awake I am. Yuri reckons it's 20 minutes, but depending on the week, that's a different thing entirely. I'd probably spend something in the region of about 6 to 8 hours a day. So, anyone of you guys want to get the figure?
Yeah. Well, I, like many of the other team members, I have a full-time job. I work, it's kind of a 9 to 5. 9 times out of 10, even during my working day, I'm sitting on PHPBB, so I could include those hours. As soon as I go home, I'm pretty much on there until about 2 or 3 in the morning, and I'm up back up about 8 again, so it's a good number of hours a week I spend just sitting about on the forums.
It's pretty much he lives on phbbb.com.
Yeah, I do. I have a bed set there, so. So for 3.0, a lot of time during many weeks was spent. I don't keep track, but you know, sometimes you know it felt pretty crazy. Especially there were these like big crunches between you know the betas and the RCs trying to nail down all of the bugs, you know, one owned and trying to close them all, and that took considerable hours away from my beauty sleep. Like, you know, it fluctuates. Right now, I'm very busy, but you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and hopefully, many of those hours spent doing other things will translate into hours spent doing PHPBB stuff.
More questions?
They just keep flowing in. All right, let's see. This one is from Drugs for WG Eric again. What standards must someone meet before becoming a mod team member? Obviously, you have to know PHP and PHPBB, but there's a lot of people that write code that are not developers and are mod team members.
For validators, you have to be able to understand other people's code. It's very important that you can read and know what it is they were trying to do with it. And when we're first looking for members, if you're conscious of security, you know what it is. It's not an absolute must. We try and train them, and we always can do a little better on that area.
Okay, next one is from Patricia STG. Question, I saw in the 3.0.2 code a commit about a future build and release third style for 3x. Is that true?
I have absolutely no idea what you were referring to, and unless, you know, something has not been told to, you know, the development team, or maybe they just don't tell me these things, there is nothing that I know of with regard to this.
Yeah. This one might be a good question for John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it's from Christian B2K5. Once the Birdie 3.0s are sold out, will there be any additional PHPBB swag available in the shop?
Yeah, there could very well be. Let's just see how the invasion goes, and then there'll be various changes to PHPBB itself within the organization. And basically, we've already got the shirts of the team members here. There were the company birdies that were handed out. So we'll probably just try to expand along those lines if there's sufficient demand from the community.
All right, and the next question is, from Splinter. Do you think London Invasion has been a success, and have you achieved what you wanted to?
Barry wants to give up an opinion here.
Yeah, I found it interesting to actually put names to faces and to meet most of the developers and people who work on PHP every day, and it was very interesting to listen to what everyone had to say on the various aspects, even if we did start late. But then it was all good anyway. It's been very interesting.
And I'll add to that by saying PHPB's world domination plans are that bit further to completion.
Here's an interesting one from Guest 15. Has the PHPB website forum ever been hacked?
Not via the forum itself, no. It was ages ago in a problem, AW stats problem. But apart from that, that's been the only time, and we are now keeping it that way. We're not going to make a habit out of it.
This one from Nox Wizard. Do you feel that social networking sites are taking away from bulletin boards?
In my opinion, I've yet to see a social networking site that's actually got a decent forum. So no is the answer. And also, forums rise up for communities to talk about a particular aspect. And social networking sites are more about making friends in general, whereas forums are there for talking to people who have the same passion as you. You know, there'll be car forums, or there'll be forums for DJs, or there'll be forums for people who you know, write forum software, and there'll be forums for, people like support forums for games and stuff like that. So, you know, there is a huge market for forums still. And the fact we've still got all these millions of installations in the world is proof of that.
This one might be repetitive, so tell me if you guys don't want to answer it. From R. Dugan, why do you work on PHPBB?
Isn't it better? Answer it.
I think we pretty much already answered that one. Okay, the next one from Hate the Cow Dog. Question, which bulletin board software came first, PHPBB, IPB, or VB?
Yeah, do we win a prize against, right?
I'm only asking that for one question.
Josh
knows.
I guess.
Josh
would,
knows.
Josh definitely knows. He does. Good.
I'm pretty sure it was PHPBB, because I'm pretty sure VB1 came out in December of 2000, about 5 months after PHPBB1, and IPB was way, way down the line somewhere. So
excellent.
Yes, UBB was the first forum software, but that wasn't.
They've been out
since
1996, so you know, I think they win the award there, but.
The next one comes from Brainy, Colin, in Washington State. What is envisioned in the future in terms of goals for PHPBB?
I think David M. Day said it best, it's world domination. So any other answer would just be a subset of world domination. How many countries now for... how many Berties have gone out to how many countries in the world? How many countries... just how many countries in the world have a birdie? 50. 50 of about, 190 official ones? So we're about, that's about a third of the way done, yeah. what's the Mugabe one?
Well, I think one of the goals would be, for example, creating communities.
That's an admirable goal, yeah.
Just a user, but I'd like to know from the development team, what are the reasons that customers go to vBulletin Envision Board and pay money when they could get a free PHPB board? What are the actual reasons? Is this known?
Okay. So actually, I know of a certain company that produces some very high-end software, and they use PHPBB as the forum of choice for support. I really think that it really comes down to that people believe that if they waste money on something, they get, you know, a superior product. Like, you know, I paid, you know, $1,000 for whatever, it should be good, right? And this is probably the mindset behind all of the people that just don't like, you know, either open source software in general, maybe software that's released under the GPL, or just they hate PHPBB. But in general, it's really silly. That I think it really comes down to, you know, having paid money for something. You know, it should be really good. But that's certainly not always the case.
And it might be controversial for me to say this, but Macs are a proof of that, so...
Chris has a question.
One reason I know that some people do use the other software is because having paid for it and paid for support for it, they have someone that they can call on that they can have to fix it.
Okay.
Well, I think the average support team like reply to an issue is like much smaller than that of the average support reply for a unnamed competitor. So I'm not too sure, you know, even this you know, blood money thing is even valuable in that respect. I guess it gives you that comfortable assurance that you've made this, you know, contract, and PHPBB explicitly says that, you know, we have no liability if it crashes your car into, you know, something. You know, we're very, so I mean, maybe, yeah, the way we distance ourselves from, you know. And I'm done.
Okay, I'm just going to add a quick comment. When I was starting my board some years ago, I paid for some unnamed software, and I evaluated PHPBB along with some other open source, and I have never in one day since then regretted the decision to go with PHPBB. There are, however, in a corporate environment, as I think Chris alluded to, there has been historically a wariness around open source that I think, from what I'm seeing, is changing. My current real-life position, I'm working for a very large company, and they are using open source software. They're starting to look at that as a very viable option. And I think initially the awareness over the support and expectation of longevity was there. I think a lot of open source projects have proven themselves by support, showing longevity and all of that. And it's becoming viable because in today's world, if you're in business, unfortunately, a lot of it's about cost savings, and this is a very excellent way to get an excellent product at a price that's very reasonable. You know, it's hard to beat that.
I think to a certain degree, we've tried to make it easier for people who are in this corporate environment to use our software by supporting more enterprise-y databases than, you know, the frou-frou open source ones that, you know, all the web hosts have. But if you're, you know, you have this company that's, you know, that's been around for like 35 years, and they have this lumbering, you know, DB2 running on, you know, AIX or something, and they want to run PHPBB, you know, well, they want to run a forum. Well, PHPBB is left to them as their only option because unnamed forum vendor X or Y only support, you know, MySQL or something due to technical inferiorities in their design.
Any other questions from? Yeah, we can come on. We could.
I'm keeping coming. Okay, this one actually is for me, interestingly enough. iWisdom asked, Hi, Wordfly, what's your favorite thing new in PHPBB 3? Favorite thing new in PHPBB 3? Gosh, I would have to just say the framework itself, not necessarily a specific feature, but the whole framework, because it's a whole lot easier to work with and integrate into other portions of software or your own site. So that would probably be my favorite thing in PHPBB 3. The next question comes from Guest 15. What do you plan for PHPBB 4?
Maybe the cure to all sorts of exotic diseases or something. I don't know. Four is a very big number, and don't expect it coming out tomorrow. I can assure you that we have no plans to be working on PHPBB4 or anything that looks like it. There are more important things, like 3.2 or bug fixes to 3.0. So 4 is not even on the radar. It's like maybe in like the middle of a nightmare I find myself programming on that today or something. You know, we really have to focus on things that are valuable to users, not things that, you know, we should work on. You know, all the code right now sucks. We should start from scratch again, and you know, start planning out PHPBB12, and you know, no, it's really not worth thinking about right now. We have done a lot of good work with 3.0 and building on top of that with 3.2. So yeah.
Okay, next question comes from Christian B2K5. This has to do with London Vision itself. How are the foreign team members coping with the British lifestyle?
British lifestyle?
anybody want to answer this one? Anybody want to field this one? Well, judging by the lack of people wanting to reply, it sort of seems that there are no problems
with
the British lifestyle.
Well,
no, I mean, I had to ask Ash to sort of be a little more, to explain how to get on the bus and where to put the money and stuff, because I'm from New York, and it's quite
and in
different.
In New York, they just sort of put a gun in your face and say, give me money.
Well, we have cards that you have to swipe to get onto the bus or the train. So here it's a little bit different. You pay with pounds, and there's a tray, and I wasn't sure, so I had to sort of ask. And there's the whole system where you have to tell the driver where you're going, which you don't have to do in New York. So I did have to sort of ask what to do, and there are a few other things, of course. So it's tricky. I mean, even for me.
Yeah, it's always the tiny things. But, you know. Any other questions? Good.
Trying to weed them out in fact. Okay, the next one comes from Durkee. This is probably a good one for Daniel. Is Daniel here? Okay, good. When will the first PHPBB3 style be approved to the styles database?
Yeah, I was waiting on that one coming. Yeah, by way of policy, I'll answer two questions at the same time here, because if I can just go back to Hank the cow dog as well, I'll come to him in a second. Yeah, we have, there's no big surprise, just now there's no style released in the phone, but there is quite a lot under validation just now, and some have been validated already. Again, I can't give a specific date, but you should see them starting to fill up very, very soon. Stairs teams under a slight change just now. Two recently new team members who are just finding their way. And I'm sure they'll do really, really well. I'm really glad to have both of them. And as I said, if they can pick off where we kind of left off last, we certainly will be populating the freestyles forums quite soon. And just also to pick up, it's Hank the cow dog, yeah? Is that his name? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, between version 2 styles and version 3, by default, Subsilver was the style for version 2. But we wanted a radically different style for version 3, which is why we've got ProSilver now. But we also included Subsilver 2, and the specific reason for that was to try and make the transition for the users as friendly as possible. So that's why we kept that. But yeah, there's no reason why we can't have a dark version of ProSilver. It's something that we have discussed earlier on today to some degree. I'll come back to that again maybe later on. But yeah, we listen to the community all the time. If there's something that they think is missing and something that they would like to see, then we'll certainly do our best to add it. And yeah, a dark version of ProSilver, we may well do that for an upcoming release.
Okay. The next question comes from Patricia STG. Question: do the devs and the team look for most used or wanted mods and consider them to make the next new feature?
I don't know about any of the other developers, but I'm pretty sure none of us explicitly go to like phpbb.com and, you know, just sort by post count or replies or views or something and be like, oh, well, all these people need X or Y or whatever. We have a pretty good idea of what people do or do not want by, you know, just asking people, you know, what frustrates them the most or whatever with regards to using the software. And, you know, we prefer to see the underlying cause. You know, people commonly just say, you know, the problem is, you know, I have this issue with this kind of thing in the template or that kind of thing, and it's easier if we find the more general solution and we solve that. You know, I think one of the big impetus behind quick replies, people are wanting to just, you know, instantly, you know, reply, but you know, there's always issues with that. So I mean we know that, you know, a lot of people want quick reply, and I think for now I will say that the official answer is that the technical complexity of implementing quick reply is, you know, it's huge, but it's also inappropriate, we have said things like this a lot, but we know that there are features that people need, and then there are features that people, you know, really would like, and the important thing is, you know, which features do you want? Unnamed, you know, bulletin board software X has every feature under the moon. And we can see that this is not the best approach to designing software for human beings. Human beings do not like to be annoyed. So it's best not to design annoying software.
And that wraps up this episode of PHP BB Weekly. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for all of our other regularly scheduled episodes and information on our future episodes, which we encourage you to listen to live every Saturday. Thanks again for listening. I'm your co-host, Douglas Bell. So, hey, see you later. Bye, everybody.